It's Bob Simpson on 1-2-3. Now, back at the end of January, Dr. Eric Watts joined me on the programme to talk about a new initiative, the Brentwood Cancer Support and Survivorship Group, who were about to hold their first planning meeting. Dr. Eric joined me again in March to give us an update on developments, and he's back today. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. So what's the latest?
Right, we've been working, that is myself and other volunteers, with the established cancer charities, that's predominantly Macmillan Cancer Research UK, also CR UK, with St Francis Hospice, the local providers of services for people with advanced cancer, and also with Brentwood Borough Council through their environmental health people, and through their I think I call it subsidiary here near the Brentwood, in the Brentwood Centre, that's Fitness in Mind.
Yes.
So we've involved as many people as possible. We've also had a lot of help from the Rotary Club, the Brentwood of Beckett, and also the good offices of the local NHS organisations, that is the Basildon Brentwood CCG, bit of a mouthful, and in Brentwood there's the public engagement group, which also has volunteers, and the diabetic patients set something up a long time ago, which is running well, and so that we think that the time has come to start a service for cancer patients.
Okay, yes, great. I mean, we should talk a little bit about the aims of the group, and what we're looking at really is people's worry and uncertainty of a cancer diagnosis, and that can be very difficult to deal with, isn't it? And that's more or less the heart of what you're getting at, isn't it, I think?
Well, that's exactly it, because there's a lot of research gone on, but anybody who's had the experience will know you don't go through your life expecting to get cancer unless you're a pretty odd sort of person. So most people go through life with everything life throws at them, and then when you're told you've got cancer, it really is for most people something they've not been expecting, not been preparing for, and a lot of people feel completely lost. There's a very dramatic story in a book called Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies. It's a very long book, but it's written for the general public. It explains things very well. A common expression is, I felt I've been kicked out of a plane, I've landed thanks to the parachute, but I've no map, no idea where I am, and I don't know what to do. So to be able to meet people who've said, we know it, we know what it's like, we've been there, and to have other people who have had to face up to the problem of putting their life back together again, it is, I know, for many people, a great encouragement and a great source of comfort just to be in the presence of other people being there. Often people who have had issues to deal with will talk about them, and one of the examples I can give very well is when I joined a group, I was sitting with a bunch of other people, and there was a man who makes me look small, and I'm quite big, and he was talking about the way that he felt so terribly weak, and that he lost a part of his identity because he felt himself as a big, strong man, and that having the cancer diagnosis meant he couldn't live up to his expectations, and how he had to deal with that. And although I didn't say a thing, I remember thinking at the time, well, you know, that's pretty much how I felt as well, and that's something it can take a lot of time to get over with if you have to do it yourself, so to have other people to talk to is a great help.
Yes, I mean, you have got first-hand experience of suffering with cancer as a young man, haven't
that's
you?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and you went through quite a journey with that and came out the other side. Yeah.
Well, the whole problem then was that with the best of intentions, people thought that you shouldn't talk to patients with cancer about the cancer because it was so scary. But what they did was pretend you didn't have it. So how can you put people through a radiotherapy course of treatment? How can you give people treatment that in those days made them throw up? These days it doesn't happen as often because a lot of the treatments got better, and a lot of the what we call supportive treatment, so problems like nausea and vomiting, aren't as bad as they used to be.
Right.
But we used to put people through the ordeal of having that sort of treatment without any explanation, or with a very incomplete explanation, and even young people, perhaps particularly young people, knew that they weren't being dealt with properly, and that causes a whole problem itself because you know then that you can't ask questions of people who should be able to help you if they're not being straight with you. Mm. And it does affect your whole ability to cope if you feel you're not going to be dealt with straight. So now what happens is that patients are often told, but they're often told in a way that they don't feel they can develop, that they can progress. So that someone might be told, you've got this illness, oh, I'm off now. and you're left to face it on your own. So yeah. That the Macmillan slogan is no one should face cancer alone, and that's a very good one. And St. Francis have a lot of services which we can help direct people to if yeah. they should need them.
Well, I mean, information, I think, is vital. I mean, maybe some people may not want to know all the information, but if you're going to cope with a difficult situation, you need to know what you're coping with, I think. And personally, the more information I could get, I would feel more comfortable with, I think. But having never actually faced that, it's difficult to decide, really. Anyway, all your hard work is coming to fruition on the 5th of September, isn't it?
We start on Monday week.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. So basically, I mean, in your poster you've got here, you said Brentwood Cancer Support Group is here for you, providing guidance, a safe haven, and a place to meet others in similar situations. We invite all those in the community affected by cancer to join the support group. So it's somewhere to go to get support from other people who may have gone through similar experiences. Will you have people sort of expert with expert knowledge there, or is it just you know, your fellow man who's been going through the same thing?
Right, we have a number of volunteers who will be at the first meeting. There's myself, of course. I will be there with a big T-shirt saying Tea and Talk at Toby's, and our emblem, which is a cup of tea.
Yep.
And that's in Toby's, the what used to be called the Artichoke, the Toby's Carvery on Shenfield Green. So I'll be standing there inside the door at 10 a.m. showing people to the room that we'll be using, called the new room. That's the one that's nearest to the town hall.
Yeah.
And there will also be another volunteer who has a nursing background. Her name's Anne Bender, who's involved with the Rotary Club of Brentwood and Beckett.
Yeah.
And there will also be other volunteers who have been working in neighbouring groups, such as in Basildon, and also the man who runs the diabetic group in Brentwood,
right,
to provide, if you like, moral support and
yeah.
A friendly face.
Yes.
People will know about cancer from their own experience. Important for me to make the point that although Anne has a nursing background and I have a medical background, there to comment on treatment, to give alternative advice, anything like that. But we know, as I said earlier, that many patients have had a difficult time
yeah.
coping with the illness. So we're there to provide social and emotional support, and also to be able to give further information if people want it. For example, there are a lot of leaflets produced by Macmillan that people find helpful. We'll have them, so we'll be able to give further information to those people who want it.
Yeah, well, wonderful. And have you had financial support from many of your supporters?
Yeah, well, I mentioned Brentwood and Beckett because
yeah.
After running the London Marathon, I made a point of contacting a number of local sources, and they were the first people to come and say, come along and talk to us. And as a result of that, they've made a donation. Also, the National Office of Macmillan, they give startup grants for people who can show that they can run the service. So we have to have a level of organisation, which is why we've been keen to work with the other groups that I've mentioned, the SLAB group, while keeping our own little group, that is Tea and Talk at Toby's, as small and as friendly as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, this is not just for cancer patients, is it? It's for anyone.
Family.
Yeah, family and friends who have been affected by cancer. Sometimes it's a very difficult part to know how to deal with a loved one who is suffering. Yeah,
the carers do also have a number of issues. A lot of them have given a lot of themselves. A lot of them have given a lot of time and energy, and they also feel the pain when there are painful moments, and they have the stress of looking after a person. So that anyone who's cared for a cancer patient, also anyone who's just lost a patient through cancer. We do know that such people whose life has been taken up by caring for someone, at the end of that person's life, we do know that there can be a void. So that we know that cancer affects people in so many different ways. You mentioned at the very start the business of survivorship, and I'm keen to just say a quick word about that, because survivorship is something which was launched into the cancer program about 10 years ago. The recognition that now most patients diagnosed with cancer will live more than 10 years. So that is quite a big change from what used to happen. But many of them have poor quality of life because they either are afraid to get back to normal, or they feel social inhibitions, various problems. So that the whole business of the survivorship is saying, don't be put off by the fact that you've had a cancer diagnosis. Most people can get back to, if not back to completely normal, can get back to a good level of health. That is why it's so important to involve people like Fitness in Mind,
right?
Going to the gym.
Yes.
They know about us,
yep.
So that there's Mark around the corner in the gym who knows that there will be people who've had cancer treatment and who need to build themselves up and acquire confidence again, and the gym's ready for them. So
sure.
The gym isn't just full of young people pumping iron, it'll be full of people of all ages, some of whom are going through a rehab program.
Very good. Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful that you've pulled all this together, and it's all going to happen. We'll give out all the details in just a moment, and in fact all the details are on Phoenix FM Events Guide, so if you miss any of that, you'll be able to find it on there. But first of all, so what is going to happen on the day? You've already told us that you'll be there ready to greet people,
yes,
along with some others. What happens next?
It's always difficult predicting the future.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is I've been involved with other groups, and as a general rule, people get together and after an introduction they will talk about what their experience is and how it upset them, and quite often people say, well, that happened to me too, and I felt exactly the same, and I didn't know that there was anybody else I could talk to. I felt I had to deal with this by myself. If only I'd known that there were people prepared to talk to me, because I don't wish to criticize any family, friends, or any professionals who find it difficult to talk to patients with cancer, but professionals are busy people. As a doctor, you have a limited amount of time per patient, and I often know from my own experience of dealing with cancer patients that you can see them thinking, I want to ask a question but I don't know how to phrase it, that sort of thing. So it takes time. The readjustment process, the word rehabilitation is used very widely for all sorts of problems, but that's what we're dealing with someone's been knocked down by a diagnosis with cancer, need to put themselves back together again. It's a rehab program of sorts. It has to be person-centered. In other words, it's not a question of saying, we know what we're doing, here's a textbook. We have to say, you as an individual will have your particular personal problems and issues. We might not be able to solve them, but we can hear what they are, and just talking about them is very often a help. And another thing to put in quickly is, I know that the survivorship group in Basildon deals with creative writing, but for some people just writing about their experience can be very useful too.
Oh, definitely. Well, fantastic, as I say. The new service starts on Monday the 5th of September. It's Tea and Talk at Toby's for people affected by cancer. It will be held on the first Monday of every month. It's from 10 a.m. until midday at the Toby Carvery, Shenfield Common, Ingrave Road in Brentwood. For more information, you can call 07552 503 487, or you can email teatalk@toby's@outlook.com, and all of that information is on the Phoenix FM website if you missed any of that. Well, Dr. Eric, thank you so much for coming in again. How's the marathon running going, by the way?
Thank you for that.
Are you still
can I very quickly say, with respect to the phone, I actually left it at home, so and also we can't guarantee an instant response straight away, because I do have other things to do.
Of course.
The marathon's on track for next year for Brighton. And last week, as I say, just here with Thrift Green Trotters, I took third place in the Memorial Handicap race. That's the first time I've ever won a third place. So it's going well, thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. You put me to shame, I'll tell you. But anyway, thank you so much for coming in, Eric. And keep us posted, won't you?
Thank you, Bob.